on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
How do you feel about setting up friends on blind dates or just dates in general? Like, would you ever do it? Do you feel like that's like a
blind date?
Just dates
blind
in general.
Blind date?
It's dangerous territory, right? Like, oh my God, I've got the perfect person for you. I just always feel like it's like a dangerous territory.
Yeah,
if it doesn't work out, it's always like awkward.
You can always have those conversations where you're like, hey, this might work out, but if it doesn't, I just want to, you know, remain friends with everybody. And then everybody in the moment says, yeah, no, it's totally cool. And then if it doesn't work out, it's never just totally cool.
Is it cool though? Is it ever cool afterwards? I always feel like it's just some level of like weirdness afterwards, you know? Here's why I ask. One of my friends last night is like, oh my God, I don't know why it took me so long to think about this, but I've got the perfect person for you. And like, if somebody comes in that strong, it sounds really enticing, right? The perfect person for you.
And I understand it can be scary to like set people up, but also it does work though.
Like the perfect person for you, like damn, that's a strong pitch. I'm like, okay, let me hear more. She's like, but there is like one thing that I feel like you guys may be like, you'd have to go in kind of like open-minded about.
What?
And I was like,
okay, so what is it?
What? And she goes, I don't want to tell you what it is. And I'm like, why? She goes, because you would judge her for this knowing. But I think if you just went.
Okay, why would she even bring that up?
I know.
Already I'm
I
like,
know.
What are you hiding?
I know. She goes, but honest to God, I know that if you met her and like went on a date with her, you guys could honestly be perfect for each other. Like everything else like completely aligns for like what you're looking for. Now, if you're new to our show, that's asking a lot. You know, I've been single for a very long time and I'm looking for somebody pretty specific. She was like, she's vegan. She doesn't drink. She does yoga. So like, I'm like, oh dang, like this is kind of like
the things you like.
Sounds pretty. Right.
Or the things that you're like not going to.
That I'm looking for. That I think at least I'm looking for in a partner, right?
I mean,
I'm
it's definitely on the list of like requirements for you, for sure.
Requirements well, sounds it is, crazy.
But be honest, it is. You like things, legitimately have said that like if it's not this, then I'm not doing it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'll be honest. It's been so long.
But here's the thing. This is what sucks about this, though. Take the
what
whole,
is the thing though?
Take this, like this could apply to any sort of situation. If someone tells you, you might not like this, but I'm not going to tell you. Of
it's
course,
weird.
I'm already going to be like, excuse me, what are you talking
about?
What is
about? It, right? So I was like, no, dude, you have to tell me. She goes, no, will you please just hang out with
she
her
did that.
This weekend? I was like,
she's almost like setting it up for failure because you're already going to go into it and you're going to be looking for the thing that you think you're not going to like and you're not even going to focus on if there's a genuine connection or not. So she played you.
I'm like, show me your Instagram. Like, show me something. She's like, no, you can't have like nothing about this. I'm like, I can't even like see this girl because now I'm like, what's the thing? She's like, no, I promise you, if you meet her, you will like her. Like, you will definitely like her. I just can't tell you what the thing is.
That just feels so weird to me. Why would anyone do that?
Would you go?
Because automatically you're like, wait, now I'm actually afraid. Like, what is it that you would, what are you withholding from me?
But I'm almost too intrigued not to go. So like, would you?
Is this reverse psychology?
I know.
What if, dude,
I know.
What if there's
is this like a
nothing,
sales tactic?
No, what if there's nothing wrong? And what if she's just like saying this to you? And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what if this is like literally reverse psychology? So there's literally nothing that you wouldn't like about her, but you're going to go into it and
like
you're like looking for the thing that you're
like
not going to
like.
Exactly. So you're going to come back and then she's going to be like, see?
Would you go?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think I can't not. It's a thing.
We're like, wow, this is so whack, but I'm totally going to go. No, I would totally go because it's just like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, you have to go. But also, I'm not going to lie. That was whack of your friend.
That's what I told her. I mean, this is so dumb.
She should have just not said anything at all.
I'm going to tell you why I'm doing this. Because mostly, I've got time on Sunday. Two, because it's a good radio story no matter what. Like, let's be honest. If nothing else, it's a good story, right? Like, I got time and
don't use this innocent woman for content.
Well, I mean, nothing else.
Be genuinely interested.
I mean, I am clearly. I mean, how could I not be? If somebody's like, this is a perfect person for you, but there's this one thing you might not like. I mean, it's like.
But don't go into it of like, what am I going to get out of this?
Well, it's just like, what is this? It's just a weird situation. I've never been on a blind. Have I been? I think I have been on one other one. But
a
like,
blind date where like you know nothing.
It's just weird. It's just a weird
situation.
But how
are you going to know it's her? Like what's going to be the sign? Is it going to be like You've got mail
me here,
like, and like you know, put like a rose in a book or something.
I haven't agreed to go yet. That's
well, see, that's the thing. Now you got to come up with a thing of like a pin. Oh, there's a pin on my vest.
Well,
and that signifies
I'll
that
be
it's
wearing
me.
A bouquet.
Well, not yet. You have to like come up with a way to know that it's her if you're not going to know what she looks like.
I'll figure that part out. Anyway, I'll give you an update of this, I guess, Monday.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.